ABC Radio Australia.
China has opened a new centre for managing natural disasters in the Pacific. The centre, which opened in China's Guangdong province last week, will reportedly provide Pacific countries with assistance including monitoring for disaster risks and conducting rescue operations. It comes amid growing strategic competition in the region between China and US allies following the signing of a security deal between Beijing and Solomon Islands last year. Reporter Mackenzie Smith, which spoke with former Chinese diplomat Han Yang about the project and began by asking him how significant the new centre is for the Pacific.
It signals China's further commitment to provide disaster assistance and aid to the Pacific region. And so this is perhaps a first step, and there will be more investment coming up later. And I think from the viewpoint of the Pacific countries, they should welcome any aid they can obtain, especially considering the Pacific region is one of the most disaster-ridden regions around the world. So it's a positive. We should view this as a positive development that will help the Pacific region's development.
Does this mark a shift from other infrastructure assistance China has been providing the Pacific?
Well, certainly it's a more pragmatic approach to aid and development program China can provide. And I think what Australia need to understand is that those countries can make these decisions regardless of geopolitical considerations, because for those the countries are mostly underdeveloped and they desperately need aid and development and disaster assistance. So China obviously exploiting this situation and providing the aid program in the best way that they can, that they can achieve their overall strategic goals. So, well, we as Australia, as partner for the region, we shouldn't be paranoid, I think, about these kind of aid program. We should allow those countries to make the best decision for themselves, and in the meantime, further increase and develop our aid response in terms of disaster management to the region.
Is it surprising that the centre is based in Guangdong rather than in the Pacific?
Well, I think this is just the first step to set up a centre in China to coordinate the further efforts. Undoubtedly, in the future, they will establish similar centres in the region. And I think what China's, because the country is vast and resourceful, they normally assign individual provinces to be in charge in a particular foreign aid program. So obviously, Guangdong is one of the richest provinces in China. So they has the capacity and the resource to fund these programs. So that's probably, and also it's one of the closest they can in terms of the geographical distance to the Pacific region. So that's why Guangdong is chosen as the base.